The Democratic Party of Wisconsin has based much of its complaint on a prank call Walker took last month with an East Coast blogger impersonating conservative billionaire David Koch. During the call, Walker talks of holding off on planting troublemakers among the protesters because it could fire up calls for a settlement. He also asks if Koch can drum up more supporters for his legislation. The call then wraps up with the Koch impersonator giving the governor an invitation.
Well, I'll tell you what, Scott. Once you crush these bastards, I'll fly out to Cali and really show you a good time.
All right. That would be outstanding.
Thanks
for all the support and helping us move the cause forward. And we appreciate it. We're doing it the just and right thing for the right reasons. And it's all about getting our freedoms back.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have a little bit of vested interest as well.
Mike Tate is chairman for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. He says the Government Accountability Board needs to investigate Walker for coordinating illegal business with third parties and doing so on state time and with state facilities. He also accuses Walker of conspiring to recklessly endanger public safety.
We have a governor that we believe violated the law and that we believe this needs to be taken up by the authorities and examined thoroughly. Because this is a guy who is not just out of step with his policies with Wisconsin, he may have violated the public trust.
A Walker spokesman says the complaint lacks merit and adds it's sad that Democrats are obsessed with playing politics rather than helping the governor and legislature and boosting job creation across the state. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.